The Sea and Wit show? I'm watching that for sure.
Oh, 100%.
I'm sorry, I'm a female. I do not do work.
I'm too rich for that.
We don't like violence.
Guys, I'm not gonna like brag or anything like that, but like, look, my wife's hot.
Everyone else? Fuck them.
Yeah, no fuck. So we leave Fort Lauderdale. Chilling. Then fucking TikTok comes in the picture.
That's Wait, backtrack before that. So before TikTok came into the picture.
We were all friends though.
Yes, but I'm getting to that because.
So, you need to tell me about him first, about what happened with
I
y'all.
I will. But we went to the beach that one day, and that's when Pee-wee made out with.
Don't say her
name. I'm not saying her name. In front of all of us. And we were there.
We were bailing the fuckers out of
jail.
We bailing the fuckers out of jail.
Jacob was there.
Jacob was there.
I did not go. I dropped
y'all
off. You
didn't go. You dropped us off. You picked us up. I left Whitney's house because I was upset. And that's the night that you guys all went out to the club and you met Jacob. So Kristen starts hanging out with Jacob. Obviously, nobody knew. And so me and you started hanging out. And we just did our own thing, and we got really close.
We didn't know what the fuck you were doing yet.
Yeah.
Well, y'all knew I was hanging out with Jacob.
Oh, we knew.
You didn't know what you felt yet.
No.
You were just chilling.
I was like, I don't know if we didn't
know that you liked him yet. We were trying to just like waiting around for you to admit it and like tell us how you felt. But like,
I didn't want to like him.
Yeah.
I didn't.
But then at the end of the day, we were all still talking to somebody else about it. We were had a lie because holy fuck, that was not a like shit. We didn't know if you actually liked him, though.
I couldn't figure it out myself, to be
honest.
Yeah,
it took you a little while to figure it out.
But me and her got close.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden...
Romeo did not like you either for
Well, he
reason.
Didn't like me because...
You were calling him out about the fucking strep throat, how you're a whore.
Well, he treated you like shit.
Well, yeah.
He didn't give two fucks about you when he was here.
And you were staying at my house while
he was worried about
out till 4 a.m.
Yeah, all he was doing every night was partying with Dylan, getting drunk, kissing girls... Gave her strep throat. I had to take her to the ER. He didn't give two fucks if she had to go to the ER.
I was so sad because I was like, damn, I literally flew this kid here
for
me to sit in the bed by myself with you while he's out to Ivy at 4 a.m. and flying
out
of the
Yeah, you know what I did? I woke up every 4 hours around the clock and gave her medicine. I woke her up, made sure she took the medicine because her throat was on fire.
Mm-hmm. Strep throat.
Who was taking care of her? Me, not him.
No. Nope.
He didn't care.
He was coming home at 4 a.m., 5 a.m., and me and you would be like, what the fuck is he doing? We'd literally be like, are you for real waking up this fucking early to do nothing but get drunk?
It was bad. And so, you know, he went on the internet and was shitting on you. And so I went on the internet and I was like, no. Like, I was there. I know how bad he treated
you. Oh my God, and he started sending you flowers.
This bitch.
Yeah, so he hates me because of how he treated you.
Can I give your perception on that night at McDitton's?
Yeah.
Let's go.
What happened? Was I there?
No, I wasn't fucking there, but I ended up picking these motherfuckers up at 3 in the morning.
So we go out to Soho. And we're bar hopping, whatever. We're in Bar Howard at this point. So we go to...
Why didn't you go out?
Because my mom was in town. Remember, I was dropping her off at the airport?
Yes!
And called y'all, and I'm like, hey, and then everyone...
It was so convenient.
Everyone's bawling their eyes out, and I'm like...
Wait, I wasn't crying.
No, I was.
I thought it was funny.
I'm walking in the middle of the street. I'm sitting on a sidewalk. I'm like, Whitney, it's 3:30 in the morning.
We're literally in the middle of the road.
Yeah, so we go to Bar
at
Howard.
At some random gas station. Oh, my God.
And this random guy was like... touching this girl and she didn't want to be touched, and so we followed them out of Bar Howard, and Romeo and Dylan get in an altercation with this guy, whatever.
I'm so hammered.
The cops broke it up. The cops broke it up, whatever. We kept walking because we were gonna leave, and then the guy had brought his friends back to fight them again, so they start fighting again. Then the police intervene again, and all I know is I'm standing there on the corner. I turn around. And the second I turn around, I see Romeo just go bam and took off. Because he knew he fucked up in that second. He punched a cop and he took off. I mean, he knew he fucked up.
He literally looks at us and goes,
yeah, like, took off.
Where's he going?
I was like, oh my God. I was like, this is not going to
happen. Me and her look at each other like, First of all, where's he gonna run to?
How did Dylan get? What was
We're
Dylan?
Getting to
Nothing.
That.
Dylan say that. Oh wait, did Dylan run too?
We're getting to that. So there's. There's a whole police chase for them.
Dude,
we've got the canines. We've got the helicopters. Dude. We've got the police on foot. They've got their radios. We've got them driving around in cars.
You better tell your friends to come out. The dogs are coming. I was like, roof, bitch.
Yeah, they started yelling at me. They're like, do you know where he is? They started questioning me. I was like, no, like, I actually don't know where he is. Like, I'm just as confused as y'all are. Well, she had his location.
Wait, where was Dylan? You never got to Dylan.
I'm getting to Dylan.
They're hiding. They're both hiding.
So
Dylan took off with Romeo?
No.
He didn't?
No.
Whitney.
He's walking around with us.
Flirting with the cop.
I was.
He's walking around with us because I was with Dylan most of the time when we were walking around. And so Romeo's hiding in these people's backyard. And like she had his location, but the rest of us didn't. And so we're aimlessly walking around. Well, after Romeo gets arrested, they find him, obviously. They arrest him. Dylan starts.
Wait, we got it. He was in a trash can. He voice memoed and goes, hey, come find me. I'm in the trash can in the alley. I was like, which fucking one? Then he sends me a video of in the trash can.
Will you show the cop that? No.
The dogs come out. They start sniffing. We're walking down the same alley and we're like, they're like, you know where your friend is. So you hit the fucking trash can and go, we're fucked. You just fucked yourself. And he literally, they open it and he goes, comes out and goes, the dog's like, and I'm like, oh, fuck, shit, I'm following, I'm recording.
So Dylan was with y'all when they found Romeo.
He was with me. And Dylan.
They didn't. It was just me and Trayvon trying to find Romeo. She's with Dylan on
the
other side.
I was with Dylan on the other side.
So we're like teed right here. And we literally walk all the way over, right? And we end up meeting at the center. And he's getting arrested. I'm like making fun of him behind him. I'm like, yeah, this is great. First time you ever meet me, you're getting arrested. And I'm recording the whole thing. I have it all on video.
Dylan's
all of a sudden,
stupid.
I'm like, he doesn't need to be arrested. He didn't do anything. I know. Beyonce's lawyer. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
He was straight up flirting with the cop.
So drunk.
So Romeo
then Dylan
gets arrested.
Goes in freaking.
Dylan gets arrested for talking back to the cops. He was being disrespectful, so they arrested him for.
What
badgering.
Was Dylan saying?
I don't fucking know. What's Dylan
do
say?
Nothing. What are you gonna do?
Yeah,
do nothing.
Like just like you know, perpetuating the situation. So Dylan gets arrested, and he goes. So he goes. I need you to put my mom's number in your phone.
Yes.
He puts his mom's. No, this was before he got arrested. He goes. If I get arrested, here's my mom's number. Puts it in my phone.
Call
he
her, please,
arrested.
And let her know.
I had to call his mother.
No. It was the wrong number.
Yes. No, he missed a digit at the end.
It was the wrong
He missed a digit
we
at the end.
We had to message his dad, his mom, everybody on Facebook. What's his friend's name? I was trying to find his friends on Instagram.
Okay, meanwhile.
Nothing.
Meanwhile.
Nothing.
Kristen had just moved into her new apartment. My mom came and stayed with me. My sister and my mom came and stayed with me. This is where I come in. They're staying with me, and they had to be at the airport at, like, 3 in the fucking morning. So, I knew they were out, and I obviously didn't go because I was with my family. I knew they were out. I didn't think anything of it. I dropped off my parent. I'm on my way to the airport, and I call Whitney. No, Whitney calls me and says, are you up? And I'm like, well, out of convenience. So, I call her, and Whitney's bawling her eyes out. Romeo hit a cop and punched, and he ran from the cops. Dylan's arrested, and I'm like, what the
where do we go?
Where
do we go get him? Well, he's supposed to come over and
so
hey,
I drop
my
I
house.
Drop off my mom. I was like, just give me a second. I'm gonna come pick y'all up. I drop off my mom and my sister at the airport. I'm calling Whitney on the way back, trying to follow her location. She's so fucking hammered. Soph's just like, I don't give
I'm
a
wearing
fuck.
His hat. I'm wearing his hat on my head sideways.
Soph's like, I don't give a fuck. Trayvon's like, man, these fucking idiots, man. They always gotta be up to fucking something. How the fuck do we get into this mess? When he's like, the cop was really hot, and I just wanted him to know that I knew Beyonce's lawyer. And I'm like, what the literal?
Why was I screaming
what
that?
What the literal fuck is going on? So I went and picked them up. They're no joke. Probably a mile away from fucking Denton's. Okay, I don't know.
We were on some
running,
random side
trying
street.
To find him.
Random some fucking street in the corner, just sitting there. I pull up, and they're all three lined up sitting there on the sidewalk.
get in the fucking car.
I wish someone would have recorded us sitting there.
They're all a mess. Winnie's in tears. I'm trying to figure out why the fuck these people aren't in jail. I checked out the next day. Soph's like, man, fuck them. Leave them in jail. We're like, we can't leave them. And Trayvon's just going on and on.
Why should leave them?
She's like, it's going to be okay. We just wake up in the morning and we'll go over there and bail them out. Yeah, well, nobody else was going to fucking bail them out. We had to drive all the way to Tampa. So
the
next day, we wake up. I was at my house.
You're supposed to go to PCI.
Yeah, well, we still did.
We did.
Well, what happened was, God, this is such a shit show. And this is like our first time really hanging out and meeting Romeo and Dylan. This is like our straight up first impressions of them. Like, straight the fuck up.
Well, not really mine with Dylan, but anyways.
Not mine either, but it's fine. So we wake up the next day. We're all like, let's go to PCI and let's get fucked up. Well, actually, that was the plan before they went to jail.
Yes, that was the plan.
We woke up. We're like, what do we do with them? Trying to get a hold of parents. We're trying to get a hold of...
How are we going to bail? What's a bail?
Everything. I don't even know what the fuck that was. We've never had to bail nobody out of jail. So first, it's me, Soph, Whitney, and Trayvon. And I had Finley with me.
Yeah.
This was not the... This was the fucking day I dropped y'all off.
Yes.
Yes.
We went all the way to Tampa.
When y'all were with Jacob. This makes so much sense now. So
that's the day that Pee-wee...
Yeah. Yes. So
all this happened in 2 days.
Before we went to PCI.
It's fucked up.
Before we went to PCI, we all had our bathing suits on. We were like, okay, we're just gonna go bail them. We didn't know how.
We thought we were just gonna pick them up. Like it was like
we were just gonna
back to school.
Bail them out. They're just gonna come in the car. Well, apparently that's not how it fucking works. So we get there. We get there. We get to the front desk or whatever. They're like, no, you're gonna have to go to some. What was it? The
bail bonds.
Bail bonds. Which was right across the street.
Sat there for 45-50 minutes. Had to call this. Had to get his ID. How did he do this? Then
we leave
and we're like. Oh, well, no one's coming for Dylan. So, oh my God, start the whole process over.
Whitney bailed out Romeo. I bailed out Dylan. But then they're like, this could take up to 5 hours for them to come out of jail. We're like, fuck this shit. So we had bailed them out. And we're like, well, we texted them all. I mean, they didn't have their phones on. We're like, hey, we bailed y'all out. When y'all get out, y'all are going to Uber. We ain't going to come pick y'all up. Because at this point, we're trying to go get fucked up at the beach. Well, we bailed them out, whatever. Then we went to PCI. I dropped everyone off because we see one of our friends in a car accident. Do you guys remember that? We see one of our friends in a car accident. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to drop y'all off. I have Finley with me because she's still a puppy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I picked up the friends. I took them to the beach, took their shit home, then picked y'all up from the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Romeo and Dylan got to our house, right?
And Dylan got back to our house. They Ubered. And by the time it was nighttime. And then we're all like, let's just go out.
But I
went home.
Because that whole shit went down with me and you.
No, it was the same day.
That was not the same day because I was there that day. This was the day that girl kissed Pee-wee.
Yeah.
You were distraught. You just wanted to go home.
Yeah, but something else happened that same day was with...
No, that was like the next day. We all went home.
That was after
home.
The beach.
This was a couple days after.
Alex, I was fighting with both of y'all.
This wasn't the same. I'm explaining. So we all went home.
Oh.
We got ready. You went home because you're so upset about
Pee. Now I remember. Okay.
We all went out. This is when I met Jacob. This is when Romeo and Whitney were starting to, well, she hated him, but wanted to be with him, whatever. So when I met Jacob, everything started happening. All started hanging out. Whatever. Then we all went to the beach. This is when me and Jacob were still hiding that we were... This was like 4 days after me and him started hanging out. So we were like hiding that we were hanging out.
Bruh.
That's when that fight at the beach happened.
Y'all were pretending that you and Dylan were together when realistically you're with Jacob the whole time.
Whole time.
And then Gigi and Rocky were together and Dylan was so mad.
Yeah.
And then try to break me and Jacob... not break us up, but you know. But
that's he was trying to out y'all.
That's when you and that girl...
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all cool now?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. You and that girl started getting into it. And then me and Whit were like, we got nothing else better to do. So we started getting it to her, too.
And then you talk. I'll be fighting.
And then all of a sudden.
Dude, I was ready.
Y'all know about this story, too. You guys just get the insights because Soph's here. So now Soph's almost straight up punching this girl. Okay.
We weren't
going to stop that, to be honest with you. And everyone, the Tampa group, us, everyone was at this beach. Caddies. We were at Caddies.
Yeah. There was like, we were like 50 deep.
Yes. And then that's when somehow Rocky and what's his name? Dylan.
That fucking other bitch came over and was flirting with Romeo.
Rocky, Dylan, and Romeo start getting into it.
I know who you're talking about.
They're all gathering around. Everyone starts yelling at each other. If you're not going to you better fucking hit me. Ain't nobody was going to hit each other.
They were like slapping
each other.
And then all
of a sudden, Rocky throws this punch. And we're like,
oh no, hell.
No, I left. I said, fuck you guys. This is the reason that all y'all are fucking fighting. I'm leaving. No. I'm going to go by myself.
Mm-mm. She didn't blame it on Soph. She actually blamed it on me.
You're fucking all of them. This is all your fucking fault. You fucked all of them, and they're all fucking pissed off. I'm fucking leaving with Romeo, because Romeo's like, I'm not going back to fucking jail.
And we're because the cops were coming. We were running.
We were trying to get Dylan to leave with them, and that's why me and Soph stayed back, because we don't want Dylan to go to jail.
Yeah.
And that's when Rocky fucking, oh my God, hit Dylan so hard. And he's like, no, I'm good. We're like, Dylan, get your ass in the car. So eventually me and Soph are like, nah, this ain't our fucking issue anymore. So we left.
Mm-hmm.
So then we left. And then that's when Finley got really sick. I was a mess. I had to go pick up Finley from Marissa's house. I was crying. I was on the phone. I'm like, me and Whitney have never been in a fight before. She's never cussed at me like that. I was a fucking mess. Yeah, I was distraught.
You were
sad.
We were all
and then Soph's
up.
Still at the house with fucking Whitney. Yeah. Whitney's like, I'm sorry. Just please come back over. I was like, I will after I get Finley. So I get Finley. We go back to the house. And then they're fucking fighting in the driveway. Because
Romeo lied and said some fucked up shit to both of us. Well, so then we were fighting.
No, it was because I walked in your house. Yeah,
and you were talking about Romeo.
Her and Romeo were in the shower talking shit about me.
What was I saying?
You guys were saying how I was fake and like this, that, and the other.
So
and
I pull up. I'm thinking we're all.
I think there was a reason. Like, why was I mad?
You were mad because of the whole reason everyone.
Yeah, you were just mad that you left without us
and all the shit like that. So then I pull into the driveway. I'm still crying because I'm like, Whitney hates me. Soph's like, nah, fuck this bitch. I just got a recording on my phone. I'm fucking leaving.
Yeah, I took a video of her and Romeo, like, through
the door. It was just me going, like, Soph's fake. Soph's fake.
So I'm like, wait, what's going on? So then we wait for Whitney to get out of the shower. Whitney comes out of the shower, she comes outside, and then they're going at it. They're going ham at each other. And then finally, before even anyone left, we all fixed it. You went home. I stayed there for a minute. Finley ended up starting to throw up, and then I was like, shit.
So you went to the ER.
So I went to the vet. Finley had to be hospitalized besides the point. So that was like our.
Mm-hmm. Then it got into Tic Tac.
Yes.
Now we're going to get into...
So this is where it all leads up to the main drama, why everyone knows...
Excuse me.
Why we didn't be... Well, why they think we didn't become all
also,
friends.
Also, if you're watching this and see all the snacks around us, it's like 9 o'clock and we haven't eaten dinner, so you're going to have to just...
Mind your fucking business. Yeah. I don't care if you don't like me chewing. I don't care.
So do you want to start? Listen.
Yeah. So I met Bull Rider on TikTok. I can't say that. It's got to be Tic Tac. Mm-hmm. All right. I met Tic Tac on TikTok. And we just like started going live together. This was in like December. Like all the way back in December of whatever fucking year it was.
Oh, sure.
And would like go live like here and there. Like he wasn't really big into TikTok. So the only reason like he would go live is because I went live. And so like he would like text me and be like, hey, are you going live? Like, let me know. If you're going live, like, this, that, and third. So, we would just, like, go live on TikTok together all the time. And he, like, flirted with me, like, a little bit. And, like, people on, like, TikTok would, like, ship us together, like, when we would, like, battle each other. But, like, it wasn't anything, like, serious. Like, it wasn't, like, going anywhere necessarily. We had planned to meet up one time in Orlando when he was there and I was there at the same time. But, like, the timing just didn't work out, so we never actually met. Still to this day, we actually have never met. But it was just kind of like this, that, and the other. Well, one night, we had gone live together, and we added your brother in. And we were doing, like, a four-way. And so, I guess your brother and him had, like, exchanged...
Trayvon. It was Trayvon.
Was it?
Trayvon hooked us up.
Yeah, hooked you guys up. But him and I were on live with your brother and somebody else a different night, like the night before that. And so your brother and him, I guess, had like added each other. And so the next night I wasn't on, but he was on with your brother and you and Trayvon. And so.
No. Trayvon went live on them one day. I was live separately or I was doing something with my dog room. I was like organizing my clothes or something while he was on live. And I didn't want to go live. I didn't want to be seen. There was something where I did that night where I just didn't want to talk to anybody. I didn't, whatever. And he came in the room and he was like, I'm on live with someone really, really cute. You should talk to him. And I was like, no. Because I was still like dealing with fucking
I don't even know whichever one I was talking to at that time. And I was like, no, I don't even, I'm not interested, whatever. And he was like, oh, whatever. So then the next night, then we went live together. And he's like, you need to meet him, whatever, and went live. And then you texted me, and you're like, isn't he so hot or something?
Yeah, I was like.
I was like, yeah, he's cute.
I was like, don't take him. I was like, he's so hot. And you were like, yeah, he's hot, whatever. And I was like, please, like, don't talk to him. Well, he did it anyways. I mean, it's not like. We weren't, like, talking. Like, me and him were not talking. We were just, like, friends who flirted a little, if that makes sense. And so it wasn't like I was telling you not to talk to him because I was already talking to him. It was just, like, I kind of like where things were at, and I wanted to see where they would go.
Do you guys notice this has nothing to do with me? Nothing.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind when Soph continues to carry on with your story.
Well, it does involve you once you involved yourself, but we're getting to that.
Bitch.
So.
I want to know what the first thing that you said. Anyways, keep going.
So Wendy starts talking to him, and I get pissed because I was like.
I don't even know how I.
I was like, here the fuck we go again. I was like, this is round two. Like, I don't know. So.
He immediately was Snapchatting me, FaceTiming me, like.
Trayvon
is my wingman, so you can blame him. He always be setting me up with people, and I'm like, I'm busy. I don't really, whatever. And I've never been with someone like Cowboy Rodeo, like that type, in the middle of fucking nowhere. Like, I was trying something new. I was like, this is fucking cool.
That used to be my type.
So then, I think we were talking for that week, and, like, we were, me and you were still friends, so, like, you, like, just completely cut me off.
Yeah, no, I waited it out a little, till after morning.
You posted something on your private story and said, so this is after being live. You posted on my private story and said, on yours, and you go, should I fly this guy out or no? And I go, oh, okay. And in my head, I'm thinking, I'm like, well, if he, that's why when I called him, I was like, are you talking to Soph? I asked him 3 times. You talking to Soph? He said no. So I was like, okay, I don't feel bad. But at the same time, like, you should have just went with me. Because that way he would have fucking just chose. I wouldn't have. Definitely not.
That's whack as fuck, but anyways.
So, I end up.
He would not have chosen me, by the way.
He flew. Well, at that point, I think he would have just chosen the floor.
You took Trayvon with you to California.
I did. I didn't want to fly. Well, he wanted us to go because he had a rodeo or.
Kristen, what are you eating?
He had a rodeo or something.
I'm minding my business.
There's no fucking way right now.
Tell me that does not sound gas.
Cookies and yogurt? Eat it. I won't watch you.
That's sick.
What do you mean it's sick? It's chocolate chip cookie with strawberry yogurt.
Is it good?
Do you want one? Fire.
Yeah, sure. Cool. I ended up flying there. I think you had texted me and said, like, I would never do that to you or something like that. Like, you knew we were talking or we were texting or something like that. And I was like, I had already asked him, like, multiple times if y'all were talking. So at that point, I was like, okay, they've never really even met, so I'm going to go meet him, see how it goes, and then if that's the case, then whatever, she can talk to him or meet him or whatever, because I don't really care. I'm trying this cookie yogurt Kristen's craving.
How is it?
No.
I want to try. Give me one.
No.
Good thing I got 2 more yogurts left. What's bad about that?
Mm-mm. Anyways, long story short, me and Winnie stopped being friends.
No, we got to keep going. This bitch finds out I'm going to California. Mm-hmm. I think I ended up telling you. Did I end up telling you? You found out? Mm-hmm. She DMs. Yeah. What did you do after that? Like, what was your initial, like, response of, like, you had said something to me. A week goes by. Then I went. But that when we were texting, you were like, oh, like, we never met, but, like, I kind of liked him, whatever. Did you DM Kirsten?
What do you think?
No, she messaged me on TikTok.
What do you think of the fucking cookie?
I mean, it's not terrible, okay. But it's not that great.
Okay. Carry on.
Anyways, we're just chowing down over here.
So she had messaged me and was like, hey, I'm Tic Tac's ex. She was like, I don't even know what else she said. But however she said, whatever, we ended up, like, texting and FaceTiming, whatever, about him. Because, like, I mean, obviously, I didn't know anyone else who knew him. So, like, I didn't know anything about him besides what he told me.
Bitch, I didn't either.
Yeah. So I started being friends with her because she was like, oh, he's crazy. And so me and her end up going on live. And we're like, she's like spilling all the tea about him and about, you know, like how he's not, you know what, it doesn't even matter. Okay, so Kirsten and I are on live. And she starts telling me.
Tampa. It was Tampa. That was the second time.
Well, she starts telling me that he told her that he was coming to see me. But in reality, he was coming to see you.
Didn't he tell somebody that he was coming to see me at one point? Because I was flirting with him?
Yes.
But she did have him on Snapchat because when I first started Snapchatting, she's like, I know him.
I didn't even realize that.
He was Snapchatting her. Because
a while before that.
No, like, but I mean, when he found out we knew it, he Snapchatted her. And I was like, okay, what the fuck's going on? Third day in, that shit was weird. Y'all were still talking. I was like, okay, why the fuck is he still talking to his ex-girlfriend? That's fucking weird.
Yeah, they were like friends. Kirsten and him are friends at that point.
Yeah, but you don't, no one's realistically friends with their ex when they're talking to somebody new.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It never works.
And then after that, I just kept hearing more shit. And I was like, yeah, this is fucking weird. But then, when the fuck did this group chat come out?
So,
because you guys continued to date.
And
it's because you guys started dating and then we all just started throwing shots at each other on social media.
Well, I had told Kristen, like, before things had escalated, I told her, I was like, hey, like, this is what's going on. Like, you know, I told her not to talk to him. We weren't talking, but whatever, it hurt my feelings. And so, like, she knew. And then when you guys started dating, she had posted some shit. Kirsten posted some shit on.
Oh, like be happy with who you're with or something.
Be selfish with your love or some shit or whatever.
Absolutely, because I was getting shit for being with Jacob.
Okay, well that's
so fair. That's where I was like, now maybe.
No, I'm pretty sure she added me and said, "Hey, Whitney, I love who you love."
Yeah, like I swear.
It was something that we knew that what we were doing. She goes, "I don't give a fuck."
Yeah, and so that's where Kristen.
You just can't make everybody happy. That was genuinely
that
point. Which I understand that, but that was like where you like inserted yourself when you didn't need to, because
I started inserting myself when y'all started going live about each other, and then you were saying rude things. So I was like, oh, fuck that. I was staying civil.
I think it's just more because you never met him, and I was like, really? Like, well, we're gonna do this over someone we've never even met? There's no way.
Right. I mean, and it's like,
but now that looking back, but it's like, at that point, I was like, all right.
Looking back,
she's really not gonna be my friend over a guy that she's never met. I asked him multiple times if they liked each other. So now I was like, all right, either this bitch is crazy.
Yeah, I was painted as she, a fucking psycho.
You just like people fast. But that's a thing.
I mean, yeah, but it wasn't even like I really, 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 really liked him.
Yeah.
It was just like, I liked him. I wanted to see where it was going to go. But like, him liking you cut that short.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck. Like, am I ever going to find love in this world?
You have now.
I did, but anyways, so I stopped being friends with Kristen also because, you know, her and Whitney, she was on Whit's side, which, whatever. But yeah, me and Whitney basically started firing shots at each other on live and just posting and whatever.
So everyone, that was so funny.
Everyone was real quick to find out that we weren't friends anymore. They were like, oh God, the friend group split up again. Mm-hmm. And I had told them, behind the scenes, I didn't say it on social media. I told them in our group chat behind the scenes. I said, if y'all even dare make a podcast about me and drag my name through the mud to get money,
no.
I will leave our group chat. This bitch said,
use me for clout for money.
No, I said, drag my name through the mud to get money that I was going to post our group chat. I was gonna leak it.
I have gotta find these text messages too, Dylan.
They didn't take me seriously. I don't think. Did you? No.
She said you were gonna sue us too, didn't you?
No, I said I was gonna leak the group chat. I said I'm gonna leak it all. I said whatever's in there, it's going on the internet. And so I didn't even.
Hey, we said do it.
Once me and Whitney looked through all the messages, we're like, okay.
They didn't look hard enough.
No, we saw everything you posted. We're like, It's not that bad. There could be a lot worse shit in there than what...
I mean, yeah, there could have. It honestly wasn't... It was bad, but it wasn't
realistically, as bad as if I there thought. Was any NDA involved in that, you would have been fucked.
Well, good thing there wasn't.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, if there's an NDA, but yeah, I would have known if there was.
Yeah, because I wouldn't have told y'all. Right?
Is that a thing? Nah, you would have told us anyway.
Yeah, but is that a thing? Like, you're not allowed to tell anybody?
Yeah, like, you literally signed your rights away. I would
have been so fucked.
Yeah. You signed your rights away.
I would have been so rear-ended. It would have been crazy. But I didn't. So, those of you guys saying I have, I didn't. So,
anyways, so I didn't know, like, in the process of them making the podcast about me, I didn't know that you were actually making it until, like, the one day I woke up.
Which one? Oh, we're talking about Humpty and Dumpty.
Yeah, that one.
I thought that was before.
No.
I think you had texted us after it was already recorded. And me and her were like...
That was the case. Mm-hmm. But we didn't make the whole podcast about you. But no. You had been brought up. And when you texted us that, we're like...
Oh, Jesse broke up.
Mm-hmm.
We made the podcast then about y'all going live and shit. So then we were like, oh... Well, we're fucked.
Yeah, so I wake up one morning. Well, I wake up this one morning and my phone's blowing up. And everyone's like, oh my God, did you see Kristen and Whitney's post? Like, they're making a podcast about you. I was like, no fucking shot. I was like, this is not how I plan to spend my day.
She texted us. She goes, I warned you. And we're like.
She sat there for 7 hours looking on her computer.
I am not kidding you. I whipped out my laptop. This was not how I planned to spend my day. I didn't enjoy it, really.
I was like, I really hope her day was fucking. She got paid $10 an hour.
Yeah, I was sitting on my laptop. I scrolled all the way to the top. The very top when we started the group chat, I looked through every single message and I took a picture of every single message that had somebody's name in it and I posted it. And I said, well, maybe
these I remember will it being posted. And we're like,
every comment back was, well, that backfired.
Because we all got shit on, but in the day, it really wasn't that big of a deal.
At the end of the day, you know damn well and everybody else's fucking group chat's probably way worse than what ours
That's
was.
That's what everyone was saying. Is that
probably. My group
chat's we way be worse. Talking shit, but half the shit we say ain't even going to happen or probably.
And then once one person made a post, like.
Yeah, that post got taken down after like 20 minutes. But it was just enough time for everybody to like screen record it and like keep post reposting it. Yeah. It.
But it was like, so funny because once one person made it, like. I'm a victim of that group chat.
There was like seven people.
Everyone even.
Do you know how many people DM'd me after I leaked those messages and were like,
shit, let me see your fucking group chats though.
Well, one of the girls that you guys had talked about in the very beginning, I didn't even know who she was and I'd never met her. I don't even know what you said about her. I don't even think it was bad. But she had DM'd me on Instagram, and I was like, I honestly didn't even know who you were. Like, that was when I was, like, fresh into, like, being friends with you guys. And, you know, you guys already had your issues with whoever, and I didn't know shit about shit. Yeah.
The only one I was worried about.
We ripped people.
First of all, I wasn't going to do half the things I was saying. But the only one I was worried about was, like, fuck, if he reads this.
Yeah. That was the juiciest one of them all.
But nobody believed it. So it was like, oh, or whatever. But I'm not going to go online and be like, yeah, I'm fucking. So, but.
Shit, I would.
Yeah, I would too.
I got in trouble for it the first time. So, but then the last one, I was like, it was more. I know for a fucking fact everybody that we talked about in that group chat
has definitely been talked. We just knew because there was something talked about if it was going on. Like, oh my God, they said this thing online. Well, then this is what we talked about. Of course, we're going to say in a group chat because, you know, we're all friends.
Yeah. Anyways, keep on.
Yeah, that was, and we really thank God that we really did not say shit that fucking bad in there because. It could have gone a lot worse. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it really could have. Everyone's like, oh my God, they're just talking shit, period. We all owned up to that shit, though. We're like, yeah.
Dude, even I owned it. I dragged myself in the process.
Hey, I apologize to everybody.
I apologize to one person. That was it.
You were the only one. You didn't even talk. I talked.
I know. The only thing I said was the whole stepmom thing. That's the thing I got ripped in pieces for.
Yeah, I mean.
That was before me and Jacob were even dating, though.
I wasn't going to actually do it.
I actually didn't get ripped on that bad for those messages. Not going to lie.
No, Whitney did for
yeah,
one specific
Whitney got
thing.
Ripped the worst. Then it was you. Then it was me.
No, it was you.
you and then me because I didn't say anything. Y'all kept ripping everyone else up in the comments.
I think it was more because we were talking about it before y'all were even together.
So yeah.
Like, okay.
It was just kind of like a little like joke.
Yeah.
That turned into not.
But it's really not
because
that deep.
Now we're actually together and having a kid together, so it's kind of even worse now. But
yeah.
So after the whole group chat thing got exposed, we Soph would still text, and we would all still text in the group.
We made a new group chat.
No, we stayed in the same one.
It's the same one. I just changed the name.
We stayed in the group chat, and we would just go absolutely
feral.
Yeah, at each other.
Feral
at each other. Fuck you. No one even wants to fucking hang out with you. That's what we were saying to each other.
Oh my god, the meanest shit. Anyone, the meanest shit you could ever think of, like. Straight up, the meanest I've ever been to somebody was in that group chat, and same when I think all of them. Like, we were all being so fucking mean to each other, but we're like, post this shit. So we'd say shit on purpose in hopes that she'd post it.
I wasn't posting it again. I wasn't doing all that. That was, the one time was enough.
But for the longest time, we just all could just stop talking at one point for months. And then
I texted you and said happy birthday to you. But we had kind of like talked here and there a little.
You would
but
send
Whitney,
me.
I would not talk
yeah,
to her.
Yeah, we did. We talked. We were texting.
When?
We were just sarcastic. You were talking about my mom and shit. And I was like, yeah, fuck no.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But then we were talking about something else.
We talked about something else.
Tic Tac.
Yeah, like, but that was in the group chat.
I'm breaking up. No, there was. It was outside of that too.
Oh.
And we talked about music, I think.
What's the name of the group chat right now?
It's Joe Dirt.
Stank and shit. But. We were going in.
Yeah, but then, like, everything just, like, went quiet for a while.
Yeah, we didn't talk. No one talked. Everyone just kind of did their own shit.
No, I was giving her shit for talking to you for a while.
Yes, I knew that.
Yeah, and then, imagine
your bitch ass was like, yeah, she told me fucking first of the pregnancy. I said, that ain't true.
I actually did tell her before you.
I told you, bitch.
Because I told you. Because I wanted
to. She talked hella shit about you the whole time, and I was like, how are you about to lie? Then I would ask you to your face, and you would lie to my face.
And I told Soph this. I said I wanted to tell Wit in person. I did tell you that. I said I wanted to tell you in person with like a cute ass something. But she was because I knew she wasn't going to say shit. Because at this point, no one would have believed her.
The fuck was I going to say?
No. It was not about any you saying anything. I just wanted to actually like tell you in person because you were the only one.
She only told me first because my boyfriend was in town, and we were supposed to go out and get drinks together. But my boyfriend and I were at the beach already, and her and Jacob went and got drinks anyway.
This is before I was pregnant. Found out.
This is the day before. And then you found out the next day that you were pregnant after you realized you couldn't even keep a shot down, really. I mean, you kept it down.
Okay,
it
mind your business.
Well, I'm not saying it in a bad way.
I know.
I'm just saying because then you texted me at like 8 in the morning, and you were like, Soph. And I was like, what? And you were like, you have to swear on your life not to tell anyone. Like, I'm fucking pregnant. And I was like, oh my god.
And that's what I told my parents. So really, she was like one of the only people to like know friends wise, but I only did it. And I told her this. I was like, I've got to tell Whitney in person.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to make like a cute video.
And she was
I had
like,
it all planned. But then like a day later, she's like, have you told Whitney yet? I was like, yeah, I couldn't keep it in. I told her not even 24 hours after.
I asked her, I was like, have you told Whitney yet? She said no. And I was like,
well, yep. And then I was like, you know what? I can't.
Well, I already knew. We had known that I had known the podcast before she even knew. We were like, you're pregnant. She's like, no, I'm not.
I didn't know that at that point. I didn't know I was pregnant.
I knew it. I called it.
You can feel it.
But anyways, it's just crazy shit. So after that, we all just kind of slowly, I didn't even hang out with Soph.
No,
We would just text here and there.
Out.
I think we hung out first, no?
Yes. Let's get to that. Talking about Whitney's
Gasper.
Whitney's talking about, I can't believe y'all would ever even talk and all this shit. I'm getting so much shit, okay?
No, I said, I can't believe. Because I was waiting for her to fucking apologize.
No, no,
apologize for what?
For just coming at me about fucking people we don't even like.
I was waiting for you to apologize.
Yeah,
I going to apologize for?
You both were in a different whole. You guys are the same fucking people. None of that was going to happen. I was just chilling. Me and Soph were just talking.
She never apologizes to me.
Okay? Yeah, so I'm getting shit.
There was no point for us to not like be friends.
Okay. I'm just not sorry. Anyways.
You still like him.
Do you see my boyfriend now? Do you see him?
I'm saying.
Put them next to each other.
Me three.
My boyfriend's here. Every other man is here.
Period.
Don't matter.
True shit.
But I was getting shit on for talking to Soph. Not on social media. Just from like Whitney. She's like, why the fuck are you doing that? Blah, 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 blah. So I'm like, okay, I'm just my own person. I'm growing. Yeah, I'm going to do this. That's what I kept saying. I'd be damned. I'd be fucking motherfucking damned. I wake up.
Like, bitch, she's going to like, you're a damn group chat again.
Yeah, kept saying that. She's going to leak everything. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I'd be motherfucking damned. I went to... Where did I go when y'all went to Gatsby?
I didn't talk to her.
Where was I?
She was talking.
Oh, that's, Kirsten was talking. That's to her. When I went to Orlando with Jacob when y'all were going to Gatsby. I was in Orlando. I wake up. Oh my God. Mama Llama posted. I said,
well, that can't be good.
I said, Jacob, Kirsten, Soph, Bree, Tyler, Whitney are all with Soph. All of them were together.
Actually,
so glad to be back.
She called off of her phone, and I was like, just fucking call her. I was like, I already knew that y'all were talking.
Well, and I know the background.
Your sister actually outed you. So I was like, oh, whatever. I guess I'll give her a chance.
No, what happened before that was your mom was texting me, and she was like.
Well, yeah, that's when, well, that the whole reason I didn't like you at first, like that last part was like the way you disrespected my mom. So I had her talk to you first, and then I was like, well, she's been nice to my mom. So I was like, whatever. Then she called you for Gasparilla, and I was like, just find out where the fuck Soph's going to be. Because if you were close, I was like, we could just all hang out, whatever.
Yeah. So she, yeah, Kirsten.
So then when we called each other, we kind of talked on the phone a little bit about where we were going. And then I was like, fuck it, whatever. Because I knew that you and Haley were talking to her because of gender reveal. You kind of. Outed yourself there. So then I was like, whatever. And then when she told me that, I was like, okay, now I know. Because you had told her about.
Yeah, so I saw them all at Gatsby. I'm like, no, the fuck was I now getting shit bitch, on for?
This bitch goes, I'll see you at the gender reveal. I said, no, the fuck you won't.
I did invite Soph to the gender reveal.
Yeah, and Whitney told me I couldn't come.
Yeah, I did.
Yep, I'm aware. And I'm like, you know what?
But you know what? Like, even though, okay, like, she...
Okay, she you know the like one me. That, the only person that, I realistically, if you would have showed up, I'm like, whatever, it's fine.
You guys would have talked.
Marissa was the one that was like, I'm gonna beat her ass. I was like...
I told Marissa the
other day... I'm not gonna do that.
The other day, Marissa's at my house, and Soph's like, I was like, you can come over. And I said straight up, on FaceTime, both of them, I said, y'all are gonna fucking be nice. She goes, fine. And then you said the same thing.
I've never been mean to her.
No, you know, but you always say... It's fucking hippo there.
Yeah, because and she's like, fucking annoying. And anyway,
What does she call her? Joe Dirt?
Yeah, Joe Dirt.
She's fucking...
That thing is here. I was watching the live. I was like, uh-oh, this
still,
can't be good.
It was still after. It was fine.
Yeah, it was fine. But like, she it makes was it funny seem like she doesn't like me. And I know deep down she does like me. Because she doesn't have a reason.
I told her straight up. I said,
I think it was more the group chat.
The group chat that she's not even in?
Possibly. Yeah, but no, I told them straight up. They were both eyes on FaceTime. I'm like, yeah, no, she's coming over. You're already over here. So we either gonna act like fucking adults or y'all just gonna have to suffer and sit next to the couch because I'll put y'all through therapy in my house. I was gonna y'all sit there and hug each other.
I'd rather die.
No, but it was fine. No drama has been really much.
Anyways, Whitney told me I couldn't come to the gender reveal, but here's what I was gonna say about that. I wasn't gonna come. Like, obviously, you told me I couldn't come.
I actually didn't. I didn't specifically say you can't come. I said.
Yeah, you bet said you won't you're not invited.
No, I said, bet you won't show up. No, because I texted you first about the gender reveal. I literally said, yeah, if you think you're going to come to the gender reveal or something, it's at my house or something like that.
Yeah, I was like, or, see no, you at the gender reveal.
You.
I
and
said,
you knew no, you it won't. Was at her house, too.
But I was like,
fuck, I did
I was like,
that.
No, you won't. But I kind of like told you.
You were
it
like,
was,
you're not coming.
I was like.
You were like, you're not invited to my house. I was like, too bad.
I was waiting I for you to show
know,
up.
I didn't even know half of these conversations happened. Okay, I didn't know.
Because we were actually texting, like.
I didn't know that they were talking about who was invited and uninvited. So if just text me what it is, I'm not
invited.
And she invited
really
to
text
the-
me and she goes, that's why I knew that the pregnancy before you. I said, shut up, bitch.
Yeah, but I didn't go just because, like, obviously, like, me and you weren't friends. And, like, it was your special day. And I wanted you to, you know,
first
enjoy
time I heard,
and not worry about anything.
I asked her if she was coming. She goes, no, I'm not invited. I said, I'm pretty sure I invited you. No, Whitney told me I couldn't come. I was like, Whitney,
No, I said, bet you won't show up.
No, she actually said you can't come. You're not did invited. I? Yes, yeah, you said
I
you're not
did.
Invited.
Yeah, I did.
I was like, this bitch. I didn't even know they even had conversations. To that point, I was like,
this. Me and her were just fucking texting.
I was just like, all right,
we were
whatever.
Like wanting to talk to each other, but it was just
oh,
not.
It wasn't happening.
It wasn't like, hey, how are you? But we were. But the thing is, we would continue to text each other
and just be petty.
Yeah, we
that's what
but we still wanted to talk to each other. So
no,
we were
you
still
know what we did? You know what we did right before I saw you at Gasparilla? I sent you a TikTok and I said, that looks familiar.
What was it?
The TikTok that we made smacking the cups together.
Yes, you did.
And you were like, I was just about to say that. Crazy is that
even before me and you talked, I literally went through my drafts and I looked. I think it was either Tyler or Kirsten, and I go, should I post this draft of me and Soph? You think she'll be mad at me? And he was like, no, post it. And I just didn't end up posting it. It was that exact video.
That was so funny.
Then you sent me that one. I was like, that's weird. Yeah. We should remake it.
I was like, didn't we come up with
that? And it's the exact same one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then, yeah, we met up at Gasparilla.
It was the Morgan Wallen on TikTok.
And the thing is, I know about these two is like, wouldn't you be like, why are you talking to her? Blah, 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 blah. But I knew the second Soph ever came around, I would look over my shoulder and they're laughing. Laughing and fucking talking. Like, I'm just not stupid. They act like hard asses. But I just know.
I'm soft on the inside. I'm like a little Sour Patch Kid.
Yeah, I am too.
Soon as I saw him at Gatsby, I'm like, ain't nobody.
Me and her didn't really talk. We hugged each other. We said we missed each other. And then we took a picture. And then y'all went with us to the bar. Or you went to the bar.
Yeah, I was walking with Kirsten most of the time.
You're probably my only friend that I've had. Wait the fuck a minute. No, you're not. I say you're probably the only friend that I've ever really had like drama with. But then I go back to living in that house and realize that one friend did leave me and then posted all my business online. Well, you posted a group chat.
I'm sorry, but that was low key savage because y'all
I won't even send our messages to my lawyer, let alone on.
No, we're all lucky that we did not say some fuck ass shit. Seriously, we're
all lucky. I told you I was going to do it. You didn't believe me.
I didn't care. At the point when it came out, we
actually were waiting for it to come out. Like, we were kind of like counting down the days and we're like,
Well, we had went through, I told you that. So it was like me and her sat on Whitney's bed and went through all of our messages or like on FaceTime.
Well, my mom was just kept being like, is she going to post it?
Crying, laughing at what our conversations were. And we're like, well, if it's going to come out, we're going out good because we are fucking funny. Funny as fuck.
But when I was going through them, there was like some, and I don't even know what it was. It was like probably like irrelevant, like ones I didn't post, but like some of them were funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was laughing at them, some of them when I was going through them. I was like, holy shit, this is funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, the reason that all half the stuff was in the group chat is because someone in that group chat did something to fuck with one of us.
That's true.
So we talk shit like everybody else does. Like we're not. Like,
let me see your group chat.
Right.
Right. Like if any of y'all sit here and say you don't talk shit in a group chat.
I couldn't imagine the search if you search up one of our names. I could not imagine their phone, their text messages. How many times
our names would be in there?
I wonder what the worst thing someone said about me in like a group chat or like a text to somebody else is.
It can't be what people are going live about us
in groups about our drama.
I know. I see that. There's like 10 people on the side.
There's a whole Facebook
on the left.
Reddit. I mean,
it just can't be worse. No one can top what's already been said at this point.
Oh, Kristen, I got permanently banned from your snark page on Reddit, by the way.
Period. What are you doing on there anyway?
She's our friend.
I haven't been on there since July. I deleted it.
Remember when she posted in it?
Mm-hmm. I was only talking shit about you in it.
I don't remember.
I would only comment.
I don't even think I read it.
I would only comment under things that they would post about you.
Like, yeah, fat pig. You're like, yeah, she's a fucking whale.
No, I never said that. I did not. No.
But, yeah, we've all been through some shit, but somehow we're still here.
I was about, like, I already know.
But, oh my God, it's 10:30 at night. But we're all good. We're all friends. We're all growing up. Slowly but surely. But we love you, Soph.
I love you guys.
We love you.
I love you, my twin.
Yeah, no, you can't leak our group chat anymore. This is sworn.
I'm not. I swear.
I'm gonna make you sign an NDA.
Yeah, for real.
What are you, famous or something?
Basically.
Whatever.
Anyways, love y'all. Have great vagina. See you next week.